Hi, I'm doing another quick answers. This time I'd like to look at misconceptions about apologetics. One more time, apologetics is just a fancy Greek term that means a defense for what you believe in. In this case, arguing for the truth of Christianity. So let's take a look at a few misconceptions about apologetics. Number one, there's a huge misconception about what it means to argue for the truth of Christianity. Most people think of an argument and they cringe. They don't want to argue. They picture people yelling at each other, spit flying, neck muscles flexed, veins popping out, faces red, pointing a finger, poking somebody in the chest. That's not what an argument is. When we say we're making arguments for the truth of Christianity, what we're doing is making a claim and then supporting it. That's it. And our support, which is what I think is so amazing, considering the way the world sees us, our support is logical, it's real, it might be scientific, it might be philosophical, it might be historical, but it's real support. We can make supports for the points that we want to make, build support for that. So that's a misconception. When we argue, we're not getting angry. Here's a second misconception. People have this image that if you're interested in Christian apologetics, you're a C.S. Lewis type, some kind of brainiac, somebody wearing a tweed jacket, maybe smoking a pipe and sitting there pontificating in front of other people who take notes and scratch their heads. That's not it at all. We're supposed to all be apologists. 1 Peter 3:15, we're all supposed to be ready to give answers to people who ask us. So who should be involved? All of us. Somebody once said, well, we're all apologists, just some of us do a better job than others. So I don't know about you, I don't want to be somebody who's known as giving bad answers for Christianity and causing people to shake their heads and walk away. Here's a third misconception. How should apologetics be carried out? Not like a gunfight at high noon in the town square where we say, I'm going to take down this other person. Yeah, I got him. I gave it to him really good. I'm the winner. No, it says in 1 Peter again, we're supposed to do it with grace and kindness. Every person out there is made in the image of God. They have worth. They have desires. They want to be liked. They want to be loved. They want meaning in their life. They're lost. They're in a dark place. And so we need to have compassion and sympathy as we interact with them. Here's another misconception. What is it that apologetics cannot do? People think that we're saying, oh, apologetics will save people. That's not true. We're not saying that. It's God who'll do the saving. All we're supposed to do is be faithful. We acknowledge apologetics can clear some brush, but it's God that's going to actually do the reaching and saving people. One more misconception. Who has to have all the answers? Somehow we say, well, I don't really want to get out and do apologetics because I've got to have all the answers. No, you don't. Not at all. Somebody can ask you a hard question. It's very easy to say, look, I really don't know. That's a great question. But where do you think the other half of the sentence goes? But I can look it up and I'll get back to you. And you do that. And it gives you a chance to meet again or send another email or whatever it is. You do not have to have all the answers. You just have to be faithful. That's all you have to be. Okay, one more. Let's go with one more misconception. We sometimes feel that other people are far smarter than we are, especially if they have degrees or teach at a school someplace. That's not true at all. Most people today are so biblically illiterate. It's just really sad. So don't feel like you're overmatched. You won't be. We have truth. We have logic on our side.